This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Miles apart, Biden and Trump tour the U.S.-Mexico border, highlighting immigration as an election issue. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president was in Brownsville, Texas, his predecessor some 300 miles away in Eagle Pass.
So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump.
The president says instead of urging Republicans to block a bipartisan border security bill,
join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together.
He spoke as Trump made his own remarks, blaming the president's border policies for massive crime.
It's a military operation. I mean, we have a military, this is like a war.
Saying the president has blood on his hands. Both men had remarkably similar schedules, getting briefings on operations and issues, walking the border itself, as they seek to turn a key campaign issue in their favor. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The leader of Yemen's Houthi militant group says they will introduce military surprises in their ongoing Red Sea attack operations against seagoing vessels. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been repeatedly attacking civilian cargo ships with missiles and drones since mid-November 2023. This is Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the Houthi militants. Our military operations will continue and advance, and we have surprises that our enemies will not expect at all. U.S. and U.K. militaries have launched joint responses to some of the attacks. Houthi militants say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit VOA News.